The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Peggy's wind-up calls. Are we ready?
And now, Peggy's wind-up call.
This morning's theme is supermarkets. And talking of supermarkets, you know the Marks and Spencer's advert that's on, you know, these aren't just any old plums. And all that kind of, which I think is great. Great adverts, and the camera shots are spot on as
makes
well.
Makes you hungry, doesn't it?
It does. Have you seen the similar style of adverts now for Morrison's and also for Aldi, I think
it
is.
Yeah, very similar.
But they do make me laugh, you know what I mean? The best potatoes. These are the best sausages. These are the best whatever. Very funny, I think. Morning, everyone at Morrison's. We're going to do a wind-up call to you in just a moment. But first of all, these are the statements that Peggy's recorded this week.
I've bought the wrong thing, dear.
She's bought the wrong thing.
What time are you open till?
There's that one. Then the problem kicks in.
Look, dear, me crusty bloom has gone soft.
I couldn't think of anything worse. Then this.
Do I need my receipt? I think I've thrown it out.
Of course, these can come in at any time.
It's me plums. They're not half bruised.
Right, and then there's this one as well.
Do you serve faggots, dear?
And we have the usual speak up cloth ears, I can't hear you. Okay, we phoned up Morrison's. Take a listen.
Hello, good morning, thank you, Morrison's Caravan. I can help you.
What time are you open till?
Today.
Speak up, cloth ears.
I said, would I be today?
What time are you open till?
When? Today.
It's me plums. They're not half bruised.
It'll be 9 o'clock today.
Do I need my receipt? I think I've thrown it out.
Sorry?
Do I need my receipt? I think I've thrown it out.
I'm not too sure. I'll put in customer services and they can advise you better than I can.
That would be hard.
Mr. Personality.
Hello, can I help you?
I've bought the wrong thing, dear.
Pardon?
I've bought the wrong thing, dear.
You've bought the wrong thing?
Speak up, cloth ears.
Right, you have bought the wrong thing.
I've bought the wrong thing, dear.
Right, can you explain to me what your complaint is?
It's me plums. They're not half bruised.
Plums? Right, you've bought some plums. And...
It's me plums. They're not half bruised.
They're bruised. You bought some plums and they're bruised. If you bring them back into the store, when you come in again, and we'll exchange them for you.
Do I need my receipt? I think I've thrown it out.
As long as you've got the packaging, if you've got the packaging, that will do. If you can give me your name.
What time are you open till?
Pardon?
What time are you open till?
Well, open till 9 o'clock tonight, but you don't have to come today. You can come when at your own convenience.
Speak up, cloth ears!
You can come any day you want to come. You don't have to come in today. We're open till 9 tonight, but you can come in whenever you can get here.
Do you serve faggots, dear?
Pardon?
Do you serve faggots, dear?
If you give me your name.
Do I need my receipt? I think I've thrown it out.
No, you don't need your receipt. Just bring the plums in with you when you come and we'll exchange them for you.
Speak up, cloth ears.
When you come into the store, bring your plums and we will exchange them for you.
Look, dear, me crusty bloom has gone soft.
Okay, I must go. I've got a customer at my desk.
What time are you open till?
9 o'clock tonight.
I've bought the wrong thing, dear.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, round of applause.
Well done, Lovely. Well done, Morrison's. I love the way she said, bring your plumbers with you next time you come into the store.
Peggy's wind-up call on the KFC Breakfast Show. The KFC Breakfast Show podcast.
Time for Secret Celebs. 8:22. Just talking about GMT there just a moment ago. Has anyone ever been to, where was it? Australia.
Yes, I have been. It was amazing.
I never forget when I went. You actually cross that many time zones when you get in there, you know. I actually phoned home to say that I'd got there safe, and I answered the phone. It's very bizarre.
Mad, isn't it?
It's a crazy, crazy thing. Right, 8:22. Let's see who's been randomly selected now to play Secret Celebs. It's somebody in Birkdale. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Kev.
How are you?
I'm
I'm good, thank you. You?
Yeah, very well, thank you, Rachel. Happier now that it's Friday.
Yeah, me too.
It's my favourite day of the week. It's also Friday the 13th. Are you superstitious?
No, but when you said it on the radio this morning, I thought, ooh.
Ooh, yeah. See, problem today, anything that goes wrong, we're just going to blame it on the fact that it's Friday the 13th.
Yep.
Birkdale's a beautiful part of the world. How long have you lived there?
About 3 years.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, not bad.
Do you work, Rachel?
I do. I work in Liverpool. I'm on my way now, so
okay. Bit of a drag. Oh, what do you do?
I'm a web designer.
A web designer. Fantastic. Yep. Have you got any plans for the weekend?
I'm playing hockey and playing football.
You're playing hockey, do you?
Yeah, sporty.
Just let me think about that for a moment. Nice. I like it. What are you doing on Sunday?
Playing football.
Play football and hockey?
Yeah.
I like it. You sound like a sporty type of person. What else do you like to play?
I can't tell you.
Looks like we've got something in common then. Right, Rachel, four celebrities here.
Radio City 96.7.
There they are. If you identify all four, we'll give you £20,000 without any questions asked. We'll even drop it off in a brown envelope for you. Are you ready to play, Rachel?
Yep.
Radio City Secret Salute.
Let's have a little listen to the first geezer here.
Radio. 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 Radio.
City
96.7.
Four celebrities.
Radio
City 96.7.
Got a Peggy wind-up call on the way in just a moment. Okay, Rachel Dickinson from Birkdale, who plays hockey, football, and other things we can't mention. It's probably the tuba or something like that.
If that's what you want to call it.
Bragger.
Or the trombone. Or the Willy Banjo. All right then, Rach. Tell me who you think.
Radio
City 96.7.
Stop it now. Come on, we've all had a drink now. Let's calm it right down here.
Sorry.
We're almost
on. Nana's on her way here. That's my spoiler surprise. Tell me who you think they are.
Okay, Matthew Fox, Avril Lavigne, Leanne Rimes, and Sam Neill.
Avril Lavigne, Leanne Rimes, Sam Neill. Oh, Matthew Fox. Was that now, just correct me if I'm wrong, that's the guy that was in Lost, wasn't it?
He is in Lost, and he's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Any relation to Kieron?
Yes, it's...
Definitely not.
That's not nice. Hello, friend. Kieron works here, you see. He's a lovely guy. All right, then. Rachel, going to put those into the computer. Matthew Fox, Avril Lavigne, Leanne Rimes, and Sam Neill.
Radio
City 96.7.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Good luck, Rachel.
Analyzing input.
Oh, here we go. What's wrong today?
Kevin.
Yes.
I went on a date last night.
Oh, did you really? How did it go then?
Yes, it went really well. Yeah. I had a really good time.
Right.
She was a delightful computer. Much more advanced than me.
Oh, nice.
With fantastic hard drives.
Nice.
And quite marvellous linear RAM protocols.
Sounds sexy as you like. You gonna see it again?
Unfortunately, I don't think it'll work out.
Oh, why?
Because, as happens with computers, sometimes you aren't really compatible.
I get ya.
Sorry, I'll get on with it.
Yeah,
now.
I think you should.
Number of celebrities correctly identified and named in the right order.
Deep breath.
Three.
Oh, Rachel! Not Matthew Fox, unfortunately.
Never mind.
But seeing as it's Friday, I will let you ask the computer a question.
Okay, seeing as it's Friday, what are you having for your tea tonight?
Seeing as it's Friday, what are you having for your tea tonight? Tell us what you're having for your tea tonight.
A nice plate of fish and chips.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, Rachel.
Okay, thanks very much.
Have a lovely weekend.
All right, and you.
Cheers, Rachel. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, anyone else want to ask the computer a question?
Well, you're having fish and chips tonight. What are you going to have tomorrow night, Saturday night?
Chicken chow mein.
Sounds nice. All right, £20,000 is yours if you can identify the four secret celebs. Next time to play, 9 o'clock.
Keep listening for another chance to play and win. Radio City's Secret Celebs. Radio City's Secret Celebs. Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
It's called She Moves in Her Own Way. Who's it by, Peter?
It's the Kooks.
And give us a true fact about them.
They were born in Bursko, but later on moved to Gateshead on the whim of one of their mothers, who was a big... just for you to notice that there. Yeah, because the mum was a big Newcastle fan.
Brilliant. Thanks for that. Right, it's just got a 9:15. Hey, bit of news. Hey, get this. Are you ready?
Go on.
She's gone into labour. About time. The baby's going to come out already 2 years old.
With a full head of hair like Simon.
Then we know it's not his.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, well, fingers crossed. He's about to be a dad soon, eh? Good luck. 9:12. What we got? Our champions back. Day 17 today. Morning, Barney.
Morning, Kev.
Are you okay?
I'm smashing, thanks, mate.
Have you got any children?
I've got two, mate, yeah.
What was like the first time your other half went into labour?
What was the first time, like?
Yeah.
I was a bag of nerves, mate. Yeah.
See, he's a real flapper at the best of times as it is.
Oh, can you imagine him today?
Yeah.
Sad work, Kevin, is sitting in the pub waiting for that phone call.
I'll say so, yeah. I'm just dead excited now, you know, mainly because I'm thinking about the old, you know...
Head-wetting.
Yeah, the old head-wetting malarkey. Yeah. Good news, big night out on the way soon. Maybe even tonight. Might need the day off tomorrow, boss. Right, it's 9:11. Kieran Fox is going to be here, friend, at 10 o'clock this morning. Okay, Barney, day 17 today. You're playing Jenny in Ormskirk. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Kev.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, and you?
Oh, very well, thank you, Jen. How's Ormskirk today?
Where?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it really? What you do, Jen?
I work for the RBS.
All right, well, welcome aboard. You know the rules, I'm Mr. Short. Say hello to Barney.
Hi, Barney.
Morning, Jen.
Right, you know what to do, Jen. If you know an answer, shout girls.
Okay.
As quick and as loud as you can. And Barney, you know exactly what to do. Are you both ready?
Yep.
Yeah, gotta be quicker than that, Jen.
Oh, let's get ready to rumble!
Either of you fans of Big Brother?
Not really.
You, Jen?
Yeah.
Yeah, thought so. Which Big Brother, what's wrong with my gob? Is question number one. Which Big Brother contestant can't understand how she was portrayed as boring?
Boys.
Go ahead, Barney.
Susie.
Is the wrong answer, even though she was. Any idea, Jen? Which Big Brother contestant can't understand how she was portrayed as boring?
Imogen.
Is the right answer. Oh, Barney.
Oh.
Question number two. Who are currently at the top of the Premiership?
Boys.
Barney.
Chelsea.
Ooh. Incorrect. Jenny, who are currently at the top of the Premiership?
Oh, God.
No, he's not there.
Have a good guess.
You're not having that.
I'm Ed,
man. Oh, no, she's a cheat.
I am not.
No, you're not having that. Sorry.
No way.
You're out of time anyway there. All right. See, that's just typical of you girls, cheating all the time.
Always under the hand tactics with her.
All right, here's a question for you. Both of you here. In the Chinese zodiac, which sign comes between the rat and the tiger?
Boy.
Barney was in there first.
I'll have to have a guess, Kev, because I haven't got a clue.
Have a little guess.
The rooster.
The rooster booster is wrong. Jenny, in the Chinese zodiac, which sign becomes between the rat and the tiger?
Is it the rabbit?
Sorry?
Is it the rabbit?
Oh, no, incorrect.
Just a girl to say the rabbit.
Typical girl. A girl's favourite animal, eh? But can it pay the bills? Right, there we go. The answer is the ox. All right. Here we go with question number four. Bodoni, Courier... and Eras are types of what? I'll give you another one. My favourite, in fact. Another one is Comic Sans. Is my favourite.
That is your favourite.
That is my favourite. I use it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. I noticed that.
And quite often, and quite often in blue. Go ahead, Barney.
Is it a font?
See, you were helping him along with that, really.
Well, he was helping both of us, Claire, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, so it was for both of you, see. You big cheat.
Shut up!
Loser. Bodoni, Courier, Eras and Comic Sans are types of computer font. It's one all, Claire.
It is, Kevin.
Time for a music question. We need to know who is singing this song as quick as you can, Barney. And what's it called?
Come on, Jen.
And why?
Get in there.
If you... You've got to get this, Barn, to keep hold of your championship. I'm getting slightly nervous here.
Come on, Barney, lad.
It's only one all, isn't it?
It's only one all, yeah. But you've got to get this, haven't you? Here we go. Who sings this, and what's it called?
Joyce!
Yes! Go on, Barney! Come on.
Alive and kicking.
Yeah?
Simple Minds.
Is the right answer. Jen?
Being fantastic.
You're a loser.
We have a winner!
Oh, commiserations, Jen. You give him a good go, though.
I know.
Who do you want to say hello to?
Can I say hello to all the girls and where who are listening to me and to Colin who will be listening to me as well.
Everyone's listening to you, Jenny. A million people listening to you right now.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
I will, thanks.
Bye. Cheers, Jen. See you later. Bye. Bye-bye. And Barney, well done you. Back tomorrow for day 18.
Yeah, it was close, that one, mate, wasn't it?
Close call, even though we had a cheat in the house.
I did my best.
Who do you want to say hello to, Barney?
The missus and the kids, obviously. Jen, Karen, Andy, Nicky and Anne. Robbie and Teddy and anyone else who knows me. And the girls in the conservatory, Kathy and Kirby.
What's for lunch today?
I might have a nice chicken dinner again because it's spot on.
Enjoy your chicken dinner.
You know what, Kev? They said, whatever I say on air, I can have, right?
Yeah.
So can I just say they do a cracking laugh dance?
Tune in to the Kev C Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.